Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Members of Congress finally got their chance to hear from the Veterans Affairs Department about its plans for government's biggest IT acquisition. VA detailed its plans for a new electronic health record when officials appeared before the House Veterans Affairs Committee. It was the first of what will likely be many hearings on this topic. Lawmakers say they're determined to keep their eyes on this modernization project because they remember how other recent VA initiatives have fared. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The VA says it has a better idea now of exactly how much it'll cost to retire over 100 instances of its current electronic health record. The total price tag is somewhere close to $16 billion. VA says it estimated another $5.8 billion for project management costs. That's on top of the $10 billion contract VA signed in May with Cerner Corporation for a new electronic health record. Total costs in the long run, though, could be higher. VA's estimate doesn't account for extra personnel costs, and the department says it'll have to add more employees to staff the project over time. Plus, it's still unclear exactly how much it'll cost to operate and maintain the new Cerner system in the future. VA is mapping out a 10-year implementation timeline for the new EHR. But costs for the new system beyond those 10 years? Well, no one's sure about that. VA currently spends about $1 billion a year to maintain and operate its current system, called the Veterans Information System and Technology Architecture, or VISTA. But Cerner says operating the new electronic record should be less. Zane Burke is the president of Cerner.
We do believe that the costs will be less than the ongoing costs of the current VISTA system. Several of those items that reflect some savings will be around the fact that today the VISTA instances are over 100 different instances. You have a number of different training people, the upgrades, the updates, those kinds of things are significantly more expensive in those models. So we do anticipate taxpayer savings over time.
The Government Accountability Office is less sure. It's still unclear exactly what the new Cerner system is replacing from VA's existing architecture. Dave Powner is director of IT management issues for GAO.
So there's a couple different views when you look at what VISTA is. You can define it in what's called modules. And the module view says that the Cerner solution will replace about 90% of what VISTA is. But if you take an application view, it's much less. So that's why it's a little confusing. I don't have an exact number for you, and I do think VA has attempted to look at this. But again, I think what is very clear here is, similar to how Mr. Windham just answered this question, what's in the Cerner contract and what isn't, and then what's in the 5.8? You don't want surprises that you got $10 billion here and $5.8 here to cover infrastructure and program management, and you find out there's another $2 billion outside of that to implement the solution. That's still a little fuzzy in our mind.
But Powner says he's still generally optimistic.
I sure hope that it's a hell of a lot less than the $1 billion that we currently spend. We got standardization, we won't have an old language, and we can save a lot of money in the hosting arena. I can tell you the data center optimization initiative that the whole federal government undertook, VA is one of the worst agencies on consolidating and optimizing their data centers. This is an opportunity to do that right with this Cerner implementation.
VA decided to sign an indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract with Cerner. VA says it picked that contract vehicle for what it described as maximum flexibility. The department so far awarded Cerner three firm fixed-price task orders. The first deals with project management and pre-initial operating capabilities. Under the second, Cerner will review facilities at three sites in the Pacific Northwest. And for the third, the company is expected to provide an EHR hosting solution. VA says it'll start deployment at those three sites in October. It expects to be fully implemented there by March 2020. The House Veterans Affairs Committee heard most of what it wanted to hear from VA and the Defense Department at its first hearing on the new EHR. Both departments say they're working together and meeting monthly. The Pentagon is sharing lessons it's learned from deploying a new record at four sites so far in the Pacific Northwest. Vice Admiral Raquel Bono is director of the Defense Health Agency.
We have a fair amount of experience now with the change management and the workflow adoption, and that's something that we want to be able to make sure and share with the VA. Because this is a single instance of a medical record, that is, it's the same medical record, we recognize that being able to assist in the adoption of workflows that are common across DOD and VA will enable a faster deployment for us both.
And VA says it knows change management is probably going to be the toughest challenge over the next 10 years. Ashwini Zanuz is the chief medical officer for VA's EHR modernization program.
We understand that this is requires a cultural change and that this is first and foremost a business transformation more than just an IT project. So with that in mind, change management is number one on our list. We have a robust change management plan that not only involves training, elbow-to-elbow virtual sessions, et cetera, but we have also involved the field at the very beginning of the process here.
But members on the House VA committee are concerned about some big holes among VA's top leadership. The department is still running with an acting secretary. It doesn't have a deputy secretary or a permanent chief information officer. VA's held three commissions so far to search for a new undersecretary for health and still doesn't have a candidate. Members of Congress remember their fair share, though, of failed VA projects. They say lack of leadership or turnover has been the culprit behind all of them. Here's Acting VA Secretary Peter O'Rourke with Congressman Mark Tacano.
For the Deputy Secretary, that's something I'll have to defer to the White House. That's a decision that they make on who they're going to pick for those senior leadership positions.
Okay, and what about the Undersecretary of Health and the Chief Information Officer?
So for the Undersecretary for Health, there's a process for that with the commission. So we will be conducting a commission here very shortly.
I remind you, we're undertaking a $10 to $15 billion initiative, and we don't have these critical positions filled.
I agree.
And lack of leadership means Congress has a big role to play with oversight. Committee Ranking Member Tim Walz.
The VA in particular, and whether it's Denver, Phoenix, or projects that have worked wonderfully and moving forward like Omaha, leadership will make or break this project. So will the oversight, which is why I enthusiastically support the creation of this new subcommittee overseeing a $16 billion decades-long process. There are going to need to be eyes on this all the way. And every one of us up here, we own this now. We own this. We can complain about Denver. We can try and get fixes. We get to start fresh. And I would own that. And I said, I think we should take the responsibility that everything that goes wrong with this now or goes right should be the responsibility of this committee to take a look at it. And that's what the chairman's putting in place.
Walz says VA needs to keep Congress constantly updated about the EHR project. But Walz says VA isn't off to the best start.
So today at 9:01, I received the documentation that talks about the establishment of the Office of Electronic Health Records Modernization. No communication with us before this, nothing there. You sent this to us electronically, and on the second page, Mr. O'Rourke, it has your signature with attachment. No attachment was there. It's electronic health records management. You can't make this stuff up. We get an improper electronic transfer of information setting up the office. This is why there needs to be oversight.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.